Random House Audio presents Edge of Dawn, Midnight Breed Series, Book 11, by Laura Adrian. Read for you by Hilary Huber. Journal Entries from the Private History Archives of the Order, Washington, D.C. Headquarters. December 26th. The year no longer matters. Neither does the date. After what's happening right now around the world, my guess is history will soon be explained simply in terms of before and after. Before mankind realized vampires were real, and after. After a power-crazed vampire named Dragos freed scores of the most deadly members of the breed, savage, blood-addicted rogues, turning the incarcerated monsters loose on an unsuspecting and obviously unprepared human public. Even as I write this, I can hardly believe what I'm seeing. The carnage is unspeakable, the terror unprecedented. It's hard to look away from the terrible news broadcasts and internet video pouring into the Order's temporary compound in Maine. Every report brings footage of screaming men, women, and children, hysterical crowds stampeding on darkened streets, none of them fast enough to elude the predators in pursuit. Cities glowing bright with flames, vehicles abandoned and smoking in the ruins, gunfire and misery filling the air. Everywhere, there is bloodshed and slaughter. Lucan and the rest of the warriors of the Order have mobilized for Boston to combat the violence, but they are barely a dozen breed soldiers against hundreds of rogues flooding into major cities all over the globe. By the time dawn rises,